Hi, my name is Ty from San Antonio.
Hi, Ty. What's up?
Well, I have a little bit of a ghost story for you, and it happened yesterday.
Oh, that's pretty common. Okay. Current, not common.
Now, let me give you a little bit of background. When I was a young boy, I had a favorite uncle of mine. He was like a father to me. His name was Uncle Charles. About 10 years ago, he passed away from cancer. And, you know, life goes on and we all grow up. Yesterday, as I'm getting ready for work and I'm getting my my uniform on, I hear my four-year-old daughter playing in her room. You know, playing just like any regular four-year-old.
Just having a great old time.
Just having a high old time. And I hear her talking, and I'm thinking to myself, wonder who she's talking to. So I go in there, and I figure I'd just play with her for a little bit, and I say, hi, baby, who are you talking to? And she looks at me kind of funny, like, don't you know?
Oh.
And then I ask again, who are you talking to? And she goes, to Uncle Charles.
How would she know who Uncle Charles was?
Exactly. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, that's
a little weird. Yeah, you gotta say, well, maybe she heard us talking about him. Who knows? But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I figured, okay, I'll play along. And I was like, she has one of those like little toy cell phones.
Oh, I love this story.
And she puts it back up to her ear and she says hello, like she's talking to somebody, like I used to do with her when we first got
it
for her.
Yeah.
And she says, yes, sir. Okay, love you, bye-bye.
Like he's instructing her to do something.
Exactly. And I asked her, I said, what did he say? And she says, I almost forgot the clincher, what really got to me. When Uncle Charles was alive, a nickname he had for me was his Indian.
His Indian, okay.
And she said that he said...
Now, this is a four-year-old little girl you're talking about, right?
Yes, a four-year-old little girl. And she says, tell my Indian he better get his act straight. I'm like, what?
You don't think the wife was setting you up, do you?
I want to say that she wasn't, because there's not too many people around anymore that know about that nickname.
Yeah.
I mean, other than my parents and his wife and my cousins.
And I don't know how, if she was playing a game with you, how she could get the little four-year-old to do it so well.
Exactly. I mean, it caught me completely off guard, and I'm thinking to myself, get my act straight, what do you mean? And we had told four-year-old a little while back that we were going to be getting a new house, and we had to put that on hold.
Ah.
And
maybe old said, Uncle Charles wants you to get that house and get rolling here.
Exactly. That's not exactly what you said, but that's kind of what she alluded to.
Are you convinced that she talked to him, and does she do it anymore?
You know what? Not too long before my uncle died, my grandmother died from the same type of cancer.
Yeah.
I know that I have a two-year-old daughter as well. And there are times I've seen her walking through my house with her arm up like somebody's holding her hand.
Oh. This is a gifted group you have here.
And I asked her, I said, I asked her, what are you doing? She says, you know, she doesn't speak very well. She says, I'm with Mama. Now, Mama was my, what we called my grandmother when we were all real little, too.
That's great. Now, does the little one still have the toy cell phone, just in case Charles wants to call her up?
Yeah.
Next time that happens, you got to ask her a question for me and call me back. Tell her to ask Charles, what's it like over there? I just want to see how she describes it.
Yeah, hopefully he'll call back sometime soon.
All right, and I hope it's not a collect call.